You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt Gerber. Welcome back to the B-side. Sorry for all my loyal listeners. I know I was out last week. I wasn't feeling too great, but I'm feeling much better now. And I'm back to share some new music with you guys, as well as some old stuff, or older stuff, I guess. Nothing too old today. Yeah, I'm going to kick things off with a song from a band called The Rex. This is from their EP, I think it was their debut EP, called We Are The Rex. And this song is called Favorite Liar. I hope you like it as much as I do. Here it is. Once again, that was Favorite Liar by The Rex. They're a really good band. You should check them out. They're pretty small. Although, interesting enough, if you're not familiar with the radio setup down here in the WGRH building in Hoke Hall, basically we do it on two computer screens, and I happen to do it off my laptop. I play Spotify off my laptop, but you can play it Spotify off of the computer itself. And someone who had left their playlist open, probably from the last show that was in here, had that same exact song on their playlist for their week two show, which is exactly what I have. So, yeah, check them out. They're called The Rex. They're really good. Another little bit of breaking news here over in Easton is I'm getting a little notification on my computer here that says that there is a tornado in effect. It's a little red bar going across the thing. There's a tornado warning in effect in the Easton area. Just stay away from windows. So, yeah, if you're in the Easton area now, watch out. I didn't see any tornado walking over here, but I did see some really cool lightning. Like, it was, like, far off, but kind of, like, very bright and prominent. So, I don't know if that has anything to do with the tornado or not. I don't really know much about tornadoes. But anyways, let's keep going. So next up, I have a song by a band called Mom Jeans. Last semester there was a concert on campus, and one of the bands, let me see if I can pull up the name while I'm talking, one of the bands covered a few Mom Jeans songs, and I happened to get into them, and I think they're really cool. They're kind of just like a laid back sort of like alt rock group. Pretty small, this is from their album, their first album called Best Buds, which came out 2 years ago, and this song is called Edward 40 Hands, and you'll notice in the beginning, if you're a fan of Bob's Burgers, which I happen to be myself, there's a little bit of a sample from an episode of Bob's Burgers in there, where Linda, who's the mom, starts a band with some of the other moms in town. And I can't remember if the band is named Mom Jeans or not, but she has a line in there about Mom Jeans, and so I guess the band sort of, maybe that's where the name comes from the band. But this is Edward 40 Hands, by Mom Jeans. Here it is.
It's just, people are complaining.
Too bad!
They want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again, or...
No!
Stop. some just like you. I don't mind that you lie sometimes, because I lie too. Yes, I'm just like you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was, once again, Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans. I looked it up in my Spotify history. It turns out the band that came to campus last year and covered the Mom Jeans songs, like I was talking about, was Shock Value. And I believe the drummer is in Lafayette or just graduated. But anyways, they were really good. They played a lot of Mom Jeans songs, so there you go. I believe they also covered a Weezer song, which, speaking of which, my next song is a brand new song from Weezer. Came out about 2 weeks ago. It's called California Snow. It's their first new music besides when they did the cover of Africa over the summer that got really big. But it's their first new original music since their last album, Pacific Daydream, which came out in October of last year. They've been teasing the Black Album. Of course, if you're a Weezer fan, you know that they've kind of been teasing the Black Album for a while now. And people are sort of wondering if this is going to be on the Black Album or if it's not. It's a single. It's actually from the movie called Spell. I don't know much about that movie, but they did an original song. I believe it's featured in the credits of that movie. And it's called California Snow. It's got kind of like a different sound to it for Weezer. Certainly leans more into like some of their newer stuff, but I think that I really like it. I like their new direction. I know that some Weezer fans don't, but I think it's really good. I think it's really interesting. And so this is their song, California Snow.
Walk soft with a big stick. When I'm playing guitar, it's sick. This is the definition of flow. Nobody cold as this. California.
Once again, that was California Snow by Weezer. Up next, we have a song called Getting New at Growing Old, which is by a band. I believe I played a song by them last week. They're called The Stolen. And I saw them a few weeks ago open for Vinyl Theater. And hopefully, if all goes well, they're going to be playing on campus here either the end of October or sometime in November. We're trying to work that out. We're going back and forth with them because they're really good, and they're sort of a small band, so they're accessible for us to kind of get as WJRH. If you don't know, WJRH, the radio station here, as well as hosting shows, we get a chance to host live shows, some concerts and things and events. I happen to be on the board, so I'm sort of involved in planning and getting the funding for those. So hopefully The Stolen will be coming soon. I'll probably be playing some music from them occasionally from here on until hopefully they come. And so once again, this is Getting New at Growing Old. It's from their original, their first EP, which is called, what is it called? It's called Adults. It came out in 2013. They've put out a few EPs since then. They have an album out now called Fragile Heart that came out last year. But this is sort of some of their older stuff. Here it is. I hope you like it.
Hasn't hit me yet. Bloodshot eyes and cold sweats, and the thought that I can't get along with my own breath. A chill runs through my veins, knowing we're not the same as the time you were killed just to have my last. Shot through the face, remove the ink in my brain that you tattooed through my thick skull. A timeless gap filled to waste, thinking about the days when everyone was so
Once again, that was Getting New at Growing Old by The Stolen from their debut EP, Adults is what it's called. Yeah, Adults. It's really good. You should check it out. It's sort of a little bit heavier than their new stuff. Their new stuff is more of like a kind of a pop rock feel to it. Still really good. I think I played one of their newer songs last week. I think I played Overboard last week. And so that was some of their older stuff. Next up is a song from the band Bleachers. And it's called Don't Take the Money. Here it is.
Somebody broke me once. Love was a currency, a shimmering balance act. I think that I laughed at that. And I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then
Welcome back. That was Don't Take the Money by Bleachers. If you don't know, Bleachers is a band that I actually want to kind of get into more. I haven't really listened to most of their stuff. That's just sort of one of the few songs I know by them. But Bleachers, the lead singer, Jack Antonoff, is the old drummer for the band Fun, way back when Fun was big in like the late 2000s. Now that Fun isn't really together anymore, he is doing his own thing, being the singer for Bleachers, as well as producing for a number of artists, one of them being, he did Lorde's last album, I think, and he's doing Lana Del Rey's next album, which is kind of interesting. That was Bleachers with their song, Don't Take the Money. Next up is a song from the band Judah and the Lion called Going to Mars, with a little exclamation point there. And I believe this is just a single that they put out, but Judah and the Lion is sort of a folk pop rock band. I got to see them back a few years ago. They opened for 21 Pilots when I saw them. And they're really good, and I think they sort of have like an interesting sound. This is their song, Going to Mars.
The best, follow what's in the left side of your chest. Be ready for highs, be ready for lows. Dream is a dream until you go. Through the mistakes, you'll find who you are. Don't reach for the moon when you're going to Mars. You're going to Mars. Until you go, make some mistakes, don't forget who you are. Don't reach for the moon when you're going to Mars.
going to Mars.
That was Going to Mars by Judah and the Lion. Up next, we have a song from an artist called Grandson. He's sort of like a solo artist. I think he produces a lot of his own music. He's signed to Fueled by Ramen. This is a song called War. A lot of his songs sort of have like a lot of like political and like messaging behind, like sort of like interesting messaging behind them, which I think is really cool. He put out an album an EP over the summer called A Modern Tragedy Volume 1. But this song is actually not from that album. It was an earlier single that he released. This song is called War, and I hope you enjoy it.
Warning!
Welcome back. That was War by Grandson. I hope you enjoyed it. Up next, I'm going to play a song. Actually, it's a cover of a song from the band Calpurnia. If you've never heard of Calpurnia, you might know the lead singer. If you've ever watched Stranger Things, Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike in the show, is the lead singer of this band Calpurnia, which I think is pretty cool. He's multi-talented. This is a cover of the Weezer song Say It Ain't So. This is from a Spotify single they put out recently. They recorded one of their songs at the Spotify studios in New York, and this cover of Say It Ain't So. I think it's really good. I think Say It Ain't So is kind of a song that gets covered a lot, and I think this is one of the better covers I've heard. In addition to that, Panic at the Disco does a really good cover. There's one, it's not like, they didn't really record it or put it out officially, but it's on their YouTube channel. They did it at some sort of show. That was really good. But yeah, this is Say It Ain't So, covered by Calpurnia.
Daddy.
That was Say It Ain't So, covered by Calpurnia. I think it's, when I saw that cover, when I first saw that they did the cover, I thought that was interesting, because when I first listened to them, they really reminded me of Weezer, especially kind of old Weezer, back in like the Green album days. Then they went and covered a Weezer song, so I think it's kind of interesting. Maybe they'll become the next Weezer. Anyways, yeah, so that was Calpurnia. I'll probably be playing a few more of their songs throughout the semester. I really like them. And I think it's cool that they're all pretty young. They're all like 13, 14, are already like doing the whole band thing, which is pretty cool. Next up is a song by the band The Catching. Also saw them open for Vinyl Theater a few weeks ago. They're also really good. When I saw them live, they did a cover of a Beatles song. What was it called? Can't remember the name of it right now, but it was a cover of a Beatles song, and it was really, really good. The lead singer is also the bassist, which I think is sort of interesting. You know, I feel like you don't really see that a lot. But anyways, this is The Catching with their song, Do It All Again. They only have 3 singles out so far, but they said they were working on an EP when I saw them, so hopefully that'll be out soon. Get some more songs from them. But yeah, this is just their single called Do It All Again.
You and I, killing time, making out in your room on a cold Friday night. MCR, Black Parade. Now I can't hear that song without saying your name. And I don't know why we let it slip away. You bet that I regret it for days. Everybody makes mistakes. Oh,
Once again, that was Do It All Again by The Catching, which is a band from New Jersey. Before that song, I was trying to think of the Beatles song they covered when I saw them. It was Come Together. I can't believe I couldn't think of that. But yeah, it was really, really good. You should maybe I'll try and find that. That's not on Spotify or anything. I don't know if they actually recorded it, but maybe I can find it on YouTube and play it on here sometime. I'm thinking of doing another cover episode. I did that last semester and it was a lot of fun. So if I find some good covers again, I'll do that again. And hopefully that'll make it on there. Next up is a song by MGMT and it is called Kids. Here it is. Once again, that was Kids by MGMT. I got one more song for you tonight, but before I go, I want to give a quick shout-out to Eric, who's tuning in right now. Thank you very much. Hopefully you're liking the stuff so far. Next up is, or last song I'm going to play is, of course, a song by 21 Pilots, because their new album comes out Friday, and I'm very excited. This is one of the four singles they released. I played My Blood last week. This is called Nico and the Niners. Sort of special thing about their new album is it sort of tells a story. I mean, at least that's what I've heard it's going to do. I haven't listened to it yet. It comes out Friday. But there's sort of like characters and ideas and themes involved. So I think this song gives a good indication of what those are going to be. This is Nico and the Niners by 21 Pilots.
A way to pay for it, maybe from all the money we made. Razor blade stores, rent a racehorse and force a sponsor, and start a concert, a complete diversion. Start a mob and you can be quite certain we'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no, we'll win, but not everyone will get out. No, no, we'll win, but not everyone will get out. East is up, I'm fearless when I hear this on the low. East is up, I'm fearless when I wear my rebel clothes. East is up, when bishops come together, they will know that demon don't control us.
Welcome back. Once again, that was Nico and the Niners by 21 Pilots. Keep an eye out for Trench on Friday. I know I am. I know I'm very excited. I'll probably be playing at least one song from that album next week. But that's all I got for you guys today. Hopefully you enjoyed. And I'll be back next week, Tuesday at 8, just like every week. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt. This has been the B-Side. Have a lovely week, and I'll see you guys next week.